school officials ended their week in reassurance mode, sending out emails and voice messages to parents.
Good afternoon. This is David Fleischman, Superintendent of Schools in Newton. I'm sure many of you are already aware of the school shooting that took place today in Newtown, Connecticut. I'm calling to let you know that we are keeping your children safe at school.
Later, we caught up with Superintendent Fleischman, and he described what went through his mind when he heard the news about the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut.
Disbelief. This has never happened before in an elementary school.
And it happened in a school that seemed secure.
What's amazing about this, Andrea, this was a school with a buzzer system. But obviously, you know, the shooter was the son of a teacher. So it raises all kinds of issues. But our job is just to make sure that, you know, kids are safe, families feel safe about sending their kids to school and being reassuring and calm and yet letting kids ask questions and make it clear there are no bad feelings, whatever they are.
Fleischman said Newton faculty and staff will be available to counsel kids at school on Monday, but parents should be prepared for questions over the weekend. Jeffrey Marsden, superintendent for Wrentham Public Schools, felt it was important to send out a letter letting parents know what his system does to keep kids safe, in addition to buzzers. Cameras monitor all doors leading into the school, and those doors are kept locked. Today, Marsden locked down computer access for students.
Because we are a pre-K through 6 district, we didn't think it's real appropriate for our kids to see that. So we feel it's something that parents will need to, I have elementary kids myself, they'll need to go home and talk to their kids about.
I was out in schools this afternoon.
And Boston Public School Superintendent Carol Johnson says she was in shock.
And while I think most of our students did not know what had occurred, I talked to teachers and parents after school who did know, and they were just deeply shaken.
Johnson echoed the superintendents in Newton and Wrentham, saying talking and listening to kids is critical. But right now, her heart goes out to the parents whose children were killed today in Connecticut. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.